Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I really love you, oh God. I've come to say that I really love you, God. I've come to say that I really love you. To say, shed on my heart, I really love you, God. I really love you, oh God. I can't live without you, God. I really love you, oh God. I can't live without you. To say tonight that I really love you. Oh, I've come to say Shabagaya that I really love. Oh God, shut up, boy. I really love you, oh God. Can't live without you, live without your God, oh God. I really love you. Oh God, I can't live without. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I worship you. Oh, I worship. I worship you, for your name is whole. Your name is whole, for your name is Lord. Oh, for your name is whole. So whole, for your name is God. Shira rabaya ko shira baya kandile pregadiya shira baya ko se paragada baya. We bend have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We bend have through the blood of the Lamb, we've entered to worship you. We've entered, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. Shirarabaya koza namande kala dabaheya. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are powerful, so powerful in your praise.
Presence. Thank you for your word that is said to heal us. We believe the Lord, our lives will never remain the same at the hearing of your word. Amen. Alright, just listen. Today's theme is I sought for a man. That is God speaking. I sought for a man. Sure, many of us are wondering if that was my saying, but if you are so familiar with scriptures, you know it's nothing close to my saying. I sought for a man. Ezekiel 22 and 30. Ezekiel 32:30, that is where that part of the Bible is captured. Ezekiel 22:30. All right, so God here is sorting for a man that we can clearly see. Are we together? And there are a lot of things that were happening. That is why God had to sort for a man. So let's start from verse 23. I will try to read to the fairest extent, and somehow we'll just stop if it's too long. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, next part of scripture. Son of man, say to her, I'm speaking to Israel, right? You are a land that is not cleansed or rain on the day of what? Indignation. He was prophesying to a land, a people. Next part of scripture. It says, the conspiracy of our prophets is an amiss, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made widows in her sight. In our midst, next part of scripture. Her priests have violated my laws and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, so that I profaned among them. Next part of scripture. Her princes in our midst are like wolves tearing the prey. To shed blood, to destroy people, and to get this honest gain. Next part of scripture. Her prophet plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining what? Lies for them. Saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord God had not spoken. Now, a lot of things are happening here. A lot of things are happening. Some are within the people, some are with the prophets, the present day church at that time. Are we together? The people were wicked in the land. They were doing evil things in the land. And the prophets were even supporting their evil. Now, the subsequent verse before this one we just read spoke about their princes being wicked. And this one is speaking about their prophets coming with lies as prophecies to support the wickedness of their princes. We can say big people, like the people who are rich in their town, being evil, and their prophets are what? Supporting the evil, prophesying lies to support the evils of these princes in the town. Now, a lot of things are happening outside even this one I just mentioned. A lot of wickedness. Next part of scripture, verse 29. It said, the people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppress a stranger. Now, I was reading this part of the Bible, and I was just, hallelujah to Jesus. It says, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Next part of scripture. So I sought for a man. And this is the reason why God is what? Looking for a man. I sought for a man among them who would make a wall. Because there is a gap. Okay, the next part says, and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Hallelujah to Jesus. Of course, I know some of you are wondering, is God a destroyer? No, he's not. He's not. And I've told you several times in the Old Testament, God was not the one walking hand in hand with men. He had placed angels in charge in the Old Testament. For instance, 1 Corinthians 10:10. Very, very briefly. 1 Corinthians 10:10. It said, alright, give me this in the Amplified rendition. Amplified Classic. Just give me different rendition. Just be giving me different rendition. Give me in the NLT or the TPT. All right, stop there. And don't grumble as some of them did, and then were destroyed by the angel of death. So who killed people in the Old Testament? Now read verse 9. Let's see. Try to give us a very... Nor should we put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and then died from what? Snake bites. So who are these people? The Israelites. In the wilderness with Moses. What was their problem? They tried to put God to a test. And, you know, God was represented in the Old Testament via the ministry of angels. Are we together? And that's why you see the next part of scripture. It says, and don't grumble as some of them did, and then were destroyed by the angel of death. Why did they die? Not because of anything. Huh? Why did they die? Grumbling. Complaining. Are we together? And they died. They are not supposed to die. But because of what? Grumbling. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's focus on our major topic before we get to that point of scriptures. That point in the message, because we'll get to that point. So God was seeking for a man because of the gap between him and the people that has been caused by sin. He wants the world to be created so that there will be no one. Are we together? But the sad reality in the Old Testament is that he found no man. He found no man. That's a very sad reality. And there are several parts of scripture that kind of affirm what is happening here. Let's see Isaiah 59:2 to see what causes a barrier between we and God. Isaiah 59:2. It said, it is your sin that cut you off from God. Say it in the NKJV rendition. What cuts one off from God? But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Sin cuts people away from God. Yes, that's what the Bible says. And going further, there are several scriptures that sound like what we just read in the book of Ezekiel. Jeremiah 5:1. See now and know, and seek in our open places, if you can find a man. If there is anyone who has accused judgment, who seeks the truth, I will pardon her. He is looking for just one man. I'm going to show you the power of just that one man. Why God will say an entire city will be protected because of one person. You're going to see that truth. So why would just one person be the reason why an entire city will be pardoned? One person. Is that not interesting? That it tells everybody, look, just look for. If you find one person, everything is going to be fine. Now, does this sound familiar to the power of scripture that said you are the salt of the earth? The light of the world? Salt is for preservation. He said in the Old Testament, speaking to a certain man of God, Abraham, he said, if I can finally, one righteous man. You know, when God began to mention the number of righteous people, I was wondering that it had to be that certain number. It started with 50, if you can remember, right? It came down to what? 40, 20, and came down, and finally it was just what? One. He said, if I can find one. And I remember many years ago, I taught you the power of the righteous. That if there was just one righteous person, everything would be okay in the city. But they found none. None. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you even read number 17, can you remember Korah? A certain man in the wilderness with Moses, an Israelite. Can you people remember him? Korah was somebody, him and his tribe stood against the leadership of Moses. Can you remember? They stood against the leadership of Moses. Him and certain two tribes too that followed him. And they said, is Moses the only righteous person? Is Moses the only holy person that God speaks to him? And they began to question the authority of Moses over the people. So you see, problem with leadership didn't start today. Are you seeing it? It started many years ago. Even Moses had people who thought he was a bad leader. In fact, even Jesus had people who felt he was a bad leader. Do you know that? In John 6, do you know people left Jesus, your God and my God? Because they didn't like the teaching he taught. The Bible says because they did not understand the teaching. They were wondering, what kind of a teaching is this? I wish I can give you that part of scripture. Get it for me, media, if you can find it, or any of the pastors. The Bible says they left Jesus. You know, God finding a man is not a problem. It is the people following the man God has found that is a major problem. Because that was the next point I was going to hit. Because when God finds that man, firstly, he will search. You see how he searched in the book of Ezekiel. He couldn't find one man. You see why God jealously guides his people. When he finds a man, you now see why he jealously guides. That God is in a city looking for a man to use. He didn't find anyone. Then finally he finds one, and a people want to rise against him because they feel the man doesn't know what he's doing. What do you think will happen if you were God? Okay, number 16. But number 17 yet, I think is the summary of the whole story. As we're talking about this, you should get it for us. But give us number 17 first. So they had a problem name on the rod of Levi. For there shall be one rod for the head of each father's. Okay, I think we should start from 16. From verse 1. Number 16 from verse 1. Now Korah the son of Isha and the son of Kohat and the son of Levi with Datan and Abiram the son of Eliab and on the son of Pelet and one of the son of Pelet and on the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men. They were plenty. Next part of scripture. See the tribes that all stood together and took men. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel. 250 leaders of the congregation. Representatives of the congregation. Men of renown. They really carry men. Next part of scripture. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourself. For all the congregation is holy. We are all Christians. We are all children of God. That's what they were saying in the Old Testament. Who is not a man of God? Am I a man of devil? They're like, are you people getting, does it sound familiar? You know, when you're about to talk down a man of God, there's some things you say before you talk down the man of God. They say, that's a man of God. They say, no. Am I a woman of God before? Am I a girl of... Are we not all Christian? Are we not all men of God? We are actually all men of God. Like the term it is, men of God. No pride, but he said, for all the congregation, that's what they brought to Moses. They carried renowned men. They gathered themselves. You know, if you want to make trouble, misery like companion, like I always say. You don't want to do it alone. People don't want to misbehave even in God's house. They don't like misbehaving alone. They like to first start stirring the hearts of others. So that the congregation will be strong. And they will not know it's Satan using them. You just wake up one morning, you start talking about a certain person in church. You think it is you that is talking. When they challenge you, you say, I know what I'm doing. Mm-mm, it's a demon. We know that demon. Have you seen demon manifest through people before, leaders especially? You see, you just know that a demon is flowing through that brother, but they can't realize it. You see, it takes demon to make sure you live opposite of God's word, to live against God's word. Demons are the reason why. Bible says they inflict in us or they plant in us. All the network in our minds, every thought that seems to us raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. It's demons. You just sit down, you are thinking bad thing, you are thinking evil. Who you think of your own, you just where is the origin of thought? Where are the origin of thought? Where do you think thoughts come from? There's a source to every thought. You know, somebody say, from what my mind is telling me, what a demon is telling you. What a demon is trying to speak through your mind. That's why the Bible said, if your heart condemns you, it said, God is greater than your heart. Meaning you can hear stupid things from your heart.
Don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God in your heart. Because Satan can speak through your heart too. When Satan tells you that that girl is beautiful, that boy is beautiful, take advantage of that. Because I don't like putting it for boys alone. Girls should take advantage of boys, isn't it? Whatsoever. Who inflicted that idea? A demon. Do you understand? Who do you think, what do you think makes you to wake up in the morning and decide to start smoking? A demon. What do you think? You know, there's a pressure around, you know, probably circumstances. The lady has been trusting God to be wealthy, to be okay. She has been pushing in business, and all of a sudden, the business is frustrating the lady. Then she wakes up in the middle of the night by 3 a.m. to cry to the Lord. Instead of crying, Satan begins to minister to her heart. Look at your friend, Abigail. See what Abigail is doing. What is there? Is it not to just visit the allergy and you will not be pregnant? Then you will not use wig to cover up for the business you are doing. So the lady has a car and a house, and she's selling wig. Or she sells perfume. But she has a car. Haven't you seen that kind of miracle before? It's Satan who will tell you, listen, you are not stealing money. Yahoo is that you are collecting the money your great fathers, grandfathers lost to the white guys. You are collecting the money back. They stole from Africa. You know, I was ministering somewhere. When I was done ministering, I was going outside, it was a night vigil. This young man ran to me. I said, sir, I was so blessed. I want to be changed. I was doing something wrong. I said, what is that thing we went to decide? What is that thing you've been doing wrong? He said, sir, I have been collecting, you know, it's not really fraud. He doesn't want to say it's fraud and he wants to repent. He said, the fact is that we're collecting the money our forefathers lost to the white guys. That's what I've been doing. I said, if it's not a bad thing, why do you want to repent? Then I told him, listen, your grandfather did not lose anything to the white guys. Your father's farm is still in the village. Go and farm in the farm. Don't be lying some kind of lies. Then you want to get them, you will not be using juju. You see, that's why we're looking for all the ways to make some of these things look like they are legit. You see, people say, we are Africans, we value black magic. Jesus is a foreign God. Are there people that talk like that? Let's go back to our African tradition. Where they are killing 7 virgins. Useless tradition. If it's not Mary's lesson, some of you are identical and unidentical twins. Your own are finished. The useless cultures, they kill twins. It's a trap. It's a demonic trap. There's a time an Idoma man went to Abuja. He had never gone to the city in his life. So from Okpoga, he went straight to Abuja. Straight. He never went to Abuja. Then enter bank. Okay. As he was going close to the door, not the bank, a building, an office. As he was going close to the door, he just opened by himself. He said, hey! He came back. He said, they heard that I've come to the city. Now they have come ahead of me. My people are here. He started charging. That nothing will happen. How can door open by itself? It's his people. He went back to the village to go and fortify himself. You want to go back to your old African culture? It's in wine. Amadioha. Sango. They all need 7 virgins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Take a moment. Say, Lord, I thank you for salvation. Some of you would have been tithing leaves. You say Jesus is a foreign God, but he did not leave education. Education is a foreign thing. Leave it too. Education is a white man thing. The cloth you are wearing is a white man thing. Did you discover cloth before? What have you discovered in Africa? Tell me. Let's go back to our culture. Who will come to church? When you see people on the streets with their leaves, different kind of leaves. In fact, there's a part of Africa today that put on leaves. Very far. There are some, I can never forget that, they put something in their mouth and open it. It's part of culture. What kind of culture is that? Somebody is in pain, they say it's culture. They put something in their mouth will not be long like this. If they told you that you are from that village, and that you should go back for some cultural something. Imagine you are here now, they tell you you are from that kind of village. They say you should go back for your cultural district. They need to put something in your mouth and elongate your mouth. How many of you go and do it? Raise your hand if you want your mouth to be extended. Nobody here will agree to it. Oh, glory to God. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, that's the problem with Satan. You see, whatever is most important to you, you know, these guys were in the wilderness getting to the promised land. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They left Egypt. You know, yesterday when I was meditating, I was wondering what was really, I'm going to show you a part of the Bible in the book of Psalms. Do you know that the Bible said, stated clearly, David was speaking, he said that clearly. He said, because of the people Moses went to save, him too did not enter the promised land. This kind of thing, how many people can survive it? You left royalty. By faith, Moses refused to be called son of you. Like, he's not in the slavery with them, he's a son of the king. He's not a slave. But they told him that in your DNA there's a call to save these slaves. So because of he wanted to follow God, he left royalty. Carried the slaves. He came and challenged his father, the king. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, Pharaoh took him as a son. He came and challenged his father. Challenge everybody. Meaning he has lost all the relationship he even had. For a people that he did not know from anywhere. I'm going to show you a part where Moses said, God, these children are not my children. They are your children. Why have you put this burden upon me? Then he now told God at the end, he said, kill me, let me rest. Let me know that I have rested. Just kill me now, kill me. It is people that made Moses say, kill me. And that is why as a leader, if you are not bold, you will not see brave results. You got to be bold. You don't allow anybody to put you down as a leader. When you sense any demon flowing through somebody, cast the demon out. You know, when I read this scripture, I told myself, I will never be a victim like Moses. I would never. Because at the end of everything, Moses became a victim. He said, you take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? Next part of scripture. It then says, so when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. You can imagine this. Because he would have been thinking a lot in his head. Are these people okay? The Bible says he fell on his face. Many was like, oh God. Next part of scripture. And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow morning. Now Moses was angry. This is the same person interceding for the people, standing in the gap. They would have died since. Are you aware? Several times the angel wanted to kill all of them. He would stand in the gap. But at this point, he was quite angry. He said, tomorrow morning the Lord will show you, will show who is his. Now he has not consulted the Lord. He is telling them what will happen tomorrow morning. who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, that one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Next part of scripture. Do this, take census, Korah and all your company. Say, count everybody that concerns you. Now, what I was trying to hit is that the sin of one person killed a generation. It's so terrible. Do you know? Let's keep on reading so that you see. Do you know because of Korah, all of them that followed Korah at the back died? One person said, put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourself, your sons of Levi. Next part of scripture. You sons of Levi. Then Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi. Next part of scripture. It is a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before... Now, he's asking them, is it a small thing? Their problem was that they wanted to be Moses. It's not like they didn't have a function in the tabernacle. Are you people getting on trying to explain it? But they wanted to be Moses. Why will he be the one to say, do this? Like I said, it's not a problem. God does not have a problem searching for a man. When he finds a man, the problem becomes the people the man is trying to help. A lot of time. Are you all listening to me? Please calm down and listen. Listen from the depth of your heart. It will help you. Now Moses is asking, is it a small thing to you that God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel, meaning the sons of Levi, to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to serve them? Is it a small thing? Do you know what was in the heart of these people? Egypt. That's where the problem started from. Do you know the problem was not that Moses was a problem? Truly? Think about it. It was that they were hungry sometimes in the wilderness. They didn't have water to drink sometimes. So for that reason, they expected Moses to say, let's go back to Egypt. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Or they expected God to just bring plenty food for them in the wilderness and water for them to drink. And when that was not happening, their anger was lighted upon Moses. Now, it was God that sent Moses, but their problem was more. Their anger was lighted upon Moses more, because Moses is the one leading the way. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you see, this frustration they are exhibiting right now, contending with Moses, telling Moses their mind, it's not because of anything. It's because the decisions Moses is giving them, the instruction he's giving them, it's not what is favoring them. They are hungry. Poverty is the root of the problem here. They've been slaves for years. They didn't know how to be in charge or take responsibility because they've always been slaves. And as slaves, they will just work so hard and they will give them something to eat. So all that concerns Israelite was food. What to eat and what to drink. Check the Bible. All of their complaints is what to, tied to what to eat, what to drink. Poverty. What to eat. Whenever there's no food. When he said, don't even remain anything, I'll give you another one tomorrow. Poverty gave them a system. Taught them a system. Save it. Just save it somehow in case he fails us. Food did not come from anywhere. It came down from heaven. They say, eat now. Leave it. Eat now, leave it. Tomorrow another one will come. They did not believe God. They store that manna. Manna, they don't even know where the thing came from, but they stored it. And what happened? It changed to what? Worms. It was destroyed. Is it greed? Greed has been a problem for so many. Even till date. How God gave you the money, you don't know. You are claiming you know. If you check yourself, you truly don't know. It came as a miracle. You didn't have everything figured out. Not your job, not the favor you are receiving right now. You know that it's just God. You know, it's not a bad thing to walk. But if you are truly a child of God, you have seen favor. You know that this favor you are seeing, this money you are seeing in your life, is not reciprocal to your hard work. There are people who are working more hard. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you start behaving in a way that it seems as if you are the one causing it to happen, like the children of Israel, it will change to worms. It will be destroyed. Be Because if it's truly God that gives you, God should instruct you about that thing he has given. He gave them manna. He said, don't store it. Eat it up. They went against the system of God. God gave you money. But the world is teaching how to use money. You are in a problem. Haven't you noticed, we're talking as leaders, that no leader, no person we have noticed in church who always was selfless in giving to the things of God ever was broke? We are speaking from understanding. I can tell you from my wife. I can tell you from leaders in church, some of the leaders in church. No time. I mean, I've known my wife for more than 5 years now, 6 years now, from before we're married to now that we're married. And I tell you the truth, I've never checked her phone to look at her money. But the few times I mistakenly held her phone and I saw a lot entered, I knew this can only be the hand of God. Especially because of how she gave to the things of God. And of course, many leaders also. Now, this is not me steering you to say, carry all your money. It's not a trap. I'm not setting a trap for you. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to teach you wisdom. Are we together? You know, some people may start saying, Pastor is setting us trap. No, my hand is not in that. I'm just trying to teach you wisdom. And this is why a lot of people end up poor in life. If you look at this thing now, poverty was the root of the problem of Israel. Poverty. They were slaves. They've learned to be slaves all their lives. Listen to me, people of God. God, in his loving kindness, all right, will not allow his children to be slaves, even though they have something to eat. Because you are children of God. You have the DNA of kingship on your inside. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are a holy people, a peculiar nation, a people set apart. God will not allow you to be a slave because you have what to eat and what to drink. And that's why you should remove slavery mentality from your inside. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was talking to some leaders, some people in Benue City, and I said, see, if you truly understand the word of God, the last thing you want to become in this town is a politician. Because from what we have figured out, most people in this town think the easiest way to make money is to become a politician. And it's because they are lazy. It's because they don't have the wisdom of God. Because when you get up there, you just steal. And that's why when you find a politician around here, you see a lot of poor people around the person, shouting to him like a king. These are people who are God's images and likeness, who have the DNA of royalty on their inside. Imagine this kind of people. God wants to take them to the promised land. How do you think it will be possible? Imagine God telling them to leave Benue, leave their father's house, leave politics. He's taking them somewhere. Imagine what they will do to that leader that is taking them there. Where is this thing now? If we get to the promised land, imagine even in the wilderness itself, politics will start. Like what is happening here now. And if you look at the root of the problem, like I'm opening your eye to see, it is not that Moses was in charge. The problem is that Moses was not given instruction that favored their stomach. Poverty was still the root of the problem. And at the end of this story, you see that the ground opened and Korah and everybody that supported him from behind, all the people that he called and said, come, let's go and ask Moses a question, all of them died. Because Moses was angry. And we saw how Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:10 that it was the angel of death. And when you read vividly, you know, some of you, when you read that, you say it's the devil. No, it's not. It's a holy angel that killed people. Ah, you never knew that? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, it's unbelievable, but it's the truth. Please listen to me carefully. It doesn't mean God is a wicked God. In the Old Testament, God put angels to be in charge of the affairs of men because he couldn't interface with men face to face. Why? Because the blood has not been split yet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It was just more like transactional. Their operation with angels. If you do the right thing, you see the right result. Let me give you a few scriptures to affirm some of these things I'm saying. For instance, when you see people in the consequence of their sin, it doesn't mean God is the one punishing them. I'll give you a few scriptures. Ephesians 4:27, for instance, Paul is the one speaking to us here. Is it not give place to the devil? Next part of scripture. Let him. Are you sure we're in the right place? Ephesians 4:27. Go back there. Go back to 23. All right. Go back to the next part of scripture. 24. It says, do not give a foothold. 27, sorry. Do not give a foothold to the devil. Implying that unchecked sin can cause or create an opportunity for spiritual bondage. Unchecked what? Sin. Can cause or what? Create an opportunity for what? Spiritual bondage. It says, give no foothold. It means your sin, you walking in disobedience, can give a foothold to what? The devil. So whose fault is it there now? It's not God's fault. It's your fault. The thing you did paved the way for Satan to come and destroy you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Romans 1:24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. You see that? He gave them up to what they chose. In the lust of their heart, to the dishonor their bodies, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. He gave them up to what? The destruction of whatever they chose. Are you listening to me? He gave them up to it because he gave us the power to make choice. Are you guys here in this place this morning? He gave you authority. He gave you a choice. He's a good father. It is because of his integrity that he will allow you to do whatever you want to do. Even though he will try to make sure you don't do the wrong things. You know, we're talking with my wife and we said something that really got to our heart. We said, for every time people had a vision that they will make a mistake, most of them always used to make the mistake. Every time you hear people say, I had a dream, I made a mistake, I left God, blah, blah. Most of the time, why do you think they always make the mistake? Maybe you have not observed. I'm a pastor. I've observed that. You know, one time a young man came to my office almost crying and trying to repent of his wrong path. And one of the things he said was that he was misbehaving in his department in church and giving trouble to the leader, and all of a sudden he left church. And when he left church, he now found out that a lot of things were wrong with him and he was very frustrated. Now, this was a vision he was telling me. He said, one of those days when he was trying to come back, he now saw Pastor Ed. You know, people were trying to touch me and the rest. And Pastor Ed was guiding me with the protocols. And as he tried to come, Pastor Ed hit him. You know, I just smiled. I said, move! And when I turned, according to the young man, he said, as a merciful father that you always are. He said, you said, Pastor Ed, stop that. Truly, that was me and Pastor Ed. If he said Pastor Ed, he said, stop that. I know that's Pastor Ed. That's his character. And when he said, as a merciful, if you see how he said it, you almost want to weep for him. He said, but as a merciful father that you are, even in the vision, you said, Pastor, stop that. How are you? Long time. And I was looking tattered, sir. And you held me and had compassion over me, blah, 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 blah. Not more than 2 months later, the vision manifested. The same leadership he was speaking about corrected something he was doing that was wrong. He got offended and he left. Of course, I did not. When you disobey a leader and leave, what am I calling you for? You have gone. You have gone. So I want to leave. My leader is doing something I don't like. I'm leaving. I'm going to tell prophet. Don't come and tell me anything. Just go. What are you coming to tell me for? Hallelujah to Jesus. And he left. Now, one time, you see, the way God is wonderful, I was telling my wife, I had a vision. Because you see, when God gives you responsibility over people, sometimes we are wondering, when they are even making leadership very difficult, God will still be using you to want to help them. I was praying and I saw the mom attacked. She ran to me crying that they want to kill her. I mentioned the person in the vision that wants to kill her. Now physically she doesn't even know the person that wants to kill her. But she mentioned the person to me, "Pastor, help me. Susan person wants to kill me." So I called next 2 days. Guess what had happened to the woman? I didn't call the family directly. I called somebody who is close to the family. I said, "I hope this woman is fine." He said, "Sir, what did you hear?" I said, "Nothing." They thought I had an information because they heeded the information. They butchered, carried cutlass, hit her head. She didn't die, but hit the head, the skull. It almost got to her skull. And blood was just gushing out. And there was nobody in the house. Nobody was in the house. Blood was gushing out for a long time before somebody noticed somehow, and they took her in a pool of blood and went and, you know, they took her to another location and she's still receiving treatment. And I shouted, "I hope she's fine." They said she's fine. I saw myself thanking God. And I was wondering, how foolish can people be? Hallelujah to Jesus. Yet they are still being what? Foolish. The same people Moses, God found a man. He sorted for a man. He found one that can save a people that were slaves. Are you listening to me? Slaves. Because they are giving them what to eat and what to drink. You know, many Christians want to go back to Egypt. Many Christians. They want to go back to Egypt because they can eat there and drink there. But if you observe, it was not because God wants to take, you know, you think the kingdom is about food, eating and drinking? The Bible said the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking. Don't allow your stomach control your brain. Are you listening to me? Don't allow it. Because of what to eat, you start thinking foolish. Because of little hunger. Go and read the stories of great men. If they allowed their stomach control their brain, they would have not been great. I was talking to a lady in my office. I told her, I said, "Is it, who told you it's an offense to drink curry? Who told you? Who did you offend drinking curry?" You know, some people think, "This is my level now, I should be eating only burger." This is your level. If you graciously get into that point, you can eat burger legitimately, no problem. You are not destined to only eat curry all your life. But you see, as long as you have not gotten there yet, be comfortable with what you have. The Bible says godliness with what? Contentment is what? Great gain. Many people don't see those scriptures. You are here. You are not even thinking of to becoming next CEO. You are just wondering every time I carry the job, when I go start eating chicken. What kind of a think? What kind of reasoning is that? Those days when we grew up, when we were growing up as young pastors, I had this friend. Anytime I want to eat garri and kuli kuli, after breaking our fast, he will say, "Oh, gracious Holy Spirit." He likes garri and kuli kuli. Gracious Holy Spirit. That's the first thing you hear from him. "Thank God for this fried rice. And thank God for this chicken. Oh, thank you." And when there's been, say, "Thank God for this mayonnaise. We give you all the praise." And he'll begin to eat. And if you see the way he's eating it, he's very happy. When we are done, 3 days stretch. When I say 3 days stretch, some people say he's just saying, no, we did it. We enjoyed what we're doing. You know, I had this friend, she's a school minister, Esther, those days. Very tall lady. And she was here. She was reaching me here. Very, very tall. You understand what I'm trying to say? She, in case she's watching, she doesn't like people calling her short, but she's tall. Do you understand? And anytime she comes, "Chatons," that's my nickname in the barracks. Those days were great. "Come, let's go and kill ourselves today. Let's go and die to the flesh." You know what she means by that? "Let's go and pray." And if you go with her when you are not prepared, you are finished. Because she doesn't get tired. Oh, blah, 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 blah. As she's there like that, she's there. She doesn't move. And it was something that gave us joy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now you are burning candles, reading maths, reading physics. You are feeling disappointed. You want to make sharp money. They say, keep that thing. Just buy laptop. Buy one and buy an iPhone. You go start cash out. Read. Don't be a loser. If Michael Faraday did Yahoo, who will give us light? Who will give us electricity? through the path, go through that wilderness, that process, go through it happy, gloriously. The problem with the children of Israel is that they felt like Egypt was better because of some little hunger in the wilderness. Little hunger. God was there. He was strong with them. Are you aware? I don't have time to share all these scriptures because of time. I would have showed you many scriptures where God complained. He said, "Are they not seeing my wondrous act?" He said, "How comes they are still behaving like that to me?" God was telling Moses through the ministry of an angel. He said, "Aren't they seeing my wondrous act? Natural air conditioner. Cloud by day. Before AC was in manifestation, these people had natural AC. Designed by God. Cloud by day, fire by night. We don't have natural warmers in our house. But these people have natural warmers. They will be walking warmth air everywhere when it's cold. When it's hot, natural AC. Their cloth never faded. But anytime one little thing happen, little thing, Moses, you would have left us in Egypt. How stupid people can be. How stupid. Like some of you seated here now. Look, when last did anybody in your family get sick? You always spoke words. When last was anybody in a problem? Somebody almost died. You remember God came in. Now, little this thing, money that you have not got, you are asking if you are in the right place. All the testimonies you have given. I want to thank God. My mother almost died, but my prophet was speaking. The word was boom. And one small hunger from the belly, it just flow and affect your brain. Pop! Now you are thinking like a toddler. A dundi. Because of you think Gary is a seed. If you eat Gary and wear that gown, who will know you ate Gary? English, you know how to speak English. Gown you have. Wig you have. Powder you have. Even perfume you have. Then you ate Gary, where this thing, where is the connection between what they are seeing and Gary? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Who can tell? Tell somebody packaging. When they come close to you, they can't sense that Gary came enter this mouth just 5 minutes ago. They can't sense it. Because the English that will come out from that mouth. Hello, do you know who you are talking to? Well, I get what you're thinking, but you see, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this one eats Gary. Imagine they catch you eating Gary. But you see, as a young man, they say, "How are you?" You say, "My brother, life no easy. Nobody should marry you. You are destined not to be married to yet. Because such a man, when you marry a lady, you will kill her with problems. Ladies like it when you speak faith. Not speaking your problems to everybody. You want somebody to find you money. You see, no woman wants to marry a beggar. And no man wants to marry a beggar too. You know, I saw a post on Facebook. Wiki say, "I'm going to push all the beggars on the street." Somebody now wrote on the comment section. So some of them are on Facebook and WhatsApp too. How are you today? Fine. No, just that I've not eaten. Why have you not eaten? My gas has finished. May God provide gas. So, refuse to beg. Say, "I refuse to beg." The moment you have this slavery mentality, you come under the system. Satan takes advantage of you. Look at everything God was doing in the wilderness. Because of hunger, their eyes were blinded. Hunger. Small hunger. Your cloth has not faded for 40 years. Is that not a miracle? When last were you sick? People are talking about cancer, everything. You are there. You don't even understand what they mean by all these stories. But because you have not entered the promised land yet, that doesn't mean you are not experiencing the supernatural, though. And if you check it, whose fault was it that they did not enter the promised land? Was it God's fault? Was it Moses' fault? It was their same fault. It's your fault. I was talking to somebody not so long. I say it's your fault. All the problems in your life is your fault. But when Satan now hits you and make you to meditate on the problem, the first person you think about is Moses, your pastor. The next person is God. Wait to concern your pastor with your problem. Because if you are listening to your pastor, you would have not even been in the problem. You disobey instructions, get into problem, the first person you think of. And it's the devil. You think it's yourself, natural you, if you really have sense. If you look at your life, how you used to be, before you met that pastor or you came to that church. I'm not trying to be proud now. But somehow God brings people in your way that can help you. I have been helped myself too. There are people that can never preach in any place without calling their name. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you look, compare your life before and after, how did you have the impetus to say, my pastor or God is the problem? But look at the children of Israel. Because of little hunger, Satan got them blinded. And all they were complaining was to, all their complaint was channeled towards Moses. A point, they were just thirsty. Moses want to drink water. Moses said, okay. Before Moses thought of bringing water, they started shouting. Before Moses got to God, God told Moses, this is how it should be with water. Before Moses comes back, they've been shouting. Moses got offended, did the wrong thing. Water came out. God said, Moses, for doing the wrong thing, even you will not enter the promised land. Was he fair? See, all of you are scared to answer. But you see what the people cause. Do you know how many pastors have gone to hell because of members? I know as you are looking at me now, you are wondering. I'm not part of them. I will not go. But I tell you, there are pastors who have gone to hell because of members. Don't you know? I remember when I was growing up as a pastor, one pastor who committed suicide in the U.S. Many of them have committed, but that particular one wrote that he will not forgive all the members, then he killed himself. That they are all wicked people. Ungrateful people. Then he now killed himself. If you were part of that church, you too, you will not forgive yourself. My pastor said he will not forgive all of us. Hey God, I wish I could see him and tell him this thing one more time. Just, you know, some people, when they die, you now be thinking, hey, I wish I told them how they favored me, how their life has impacted me. Don't you see, when people die, you start seeing crazy. He's such a lovely person. He's such a wonderful person. He's so kind. He's so generous. When he was alive, you did not even make him to have a clue. And you know one thing with poor people? They have this thing called entitlement mentality. How many of you have been begged by someone to give money? When you did not give, they started beefing you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You beg them, give me money. You did not give. It's your money. You had given before. This time you did not give. They are not angry with you. You know they give people money. Was it called to give people money? If you don't vest me, if you are not angry with Tinubu, you have no right to be angry with anybody in this country. Go and prove your anger first to the president. If you can go to White House and stone the White House, stone their car, we will know you are serious. Don't be blinded by foolishness. See, the Bible is very practical. There is nothing that is not in the Bible. Imagine the children of Israel in the wilderness. Their vision now was what to eat and drink. The promised land too is not about eating and drinking. It is in some of the battles you see on your path to the promised land. It's not to kill you. It's to make you strong. God told them. He said, the land is full of milk and honey. He did not continue. They went to spy. They saw milk. They saw honey. I don't mean literal milk was flowing on the ground. They saw that the city was so beautiful. It had everything they needed. Pawpaw was like this. Mango was like, let me not exaggerate. Everything was wonderful in the land. But they now saw one factor that made them to disbelieve what God is saying. They said, let's go and really ask if this is the one God is saying. God showed them the road though. When they arrived there, they saw everything. They said, but this thing we are seeing now, let's go and ask God if he really means that this is our place. Why? They saw men there like giants. And there before the men are as grasshoppers, they said. The Bible said what they said displeased the Lord. What they said, what? You see, if you are permitted to see it, but don't say it. That you see doesn't mean you should say it. Are you listening to me? Peter saw storm. It was happening. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, what I mean by see is that he was experiencing it beneath. Jesus said, come to me. That's the vision. Come to Jesus. But on his path to reaching Jesus, storm under. But Jesus has already said, come to me. He was not saying, come to me, except the storm will start. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But Peter was now mindful of the situation under, beneath. And all of a sudden, he started getting swallowed up by the situation. You see, situations do not come and trials do not come to swallow you up, to end your faith. That's not why they come. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Satan brings those things, right? To try your faith. God allows it because he's sure that you are his righteousness. Is it 2 Corinthians 10:10? Put it up for me. He said, there is no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. Is it 10:10? 10:18. 2 Corinthians 10:18. 10:13, sorry. I want everybody to read. One, two, go. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us. Alright, so where is it? 1 Corinthians, sorry, 10:13. Want to go? 13:13. This 10:10 I've entered. Want to go? No temptation has overtaken you except such. But God, who will not to be beyond, but with, we also make a way that you may be able to what? Meaning any temptation you are passing through right now is because of your level. You are fortified for it already. That's why it came. So why we say women, they disturb me too. You have the grace to overcome them. That's why they are disturbing you. It doesn't mean you should fall. Why we say every time they tempt me, make I steal money? It is because you are supposed to be a billionaire. Satan wants to end you at that level. Imagine you are called to be a kingdom financier. You are giving to the things of God. All of a sudden, you are running broke. Satan wants you to start questioning God. If I'm giving to you, why am I going broke? The trials and the temptation is so that your confession will change. But you keep on muttering the words in your heart as a liar. I insist, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm a kingdom financier. In the name of Jesus, as you go through that fire, all of a sudden, boom, you are in the glory. You're in the glory. The call of God is on your life as a woman, as a man. Now it's seeming as if you are a failure. You know one thing with working with God by faith, you can't even tell the next step. 2 minutes to something new God wants to do, you don't even know. 2 minutes to what God wants to do, you don't even have a clue. That's why I said, as the righteous walk by faith, shikinang, not by sight. 2 minutes to it, if you are not careful. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well doing. Satan's job is to make sure that you are weary and alter the process. That's his problem. That's his job. We were reading last Tuesday. The Bible said, because of the word of God in us as Christians, Satan will cause tribulation and temptation to come against us. But see what God has just told us. That is, there is no temptation that has come to us beyond our ability. That means that word in us is bigger than the trials and the temptations around us. What you have read on your inside is bigger. He's daring to steal that seed of God's word on your inside. But the seed is bigger. That's why he said the kingdom of God can be likened to a mustard seed. It is small, but when it grows up, it takes over every other tree. In not liking the kingdom of God to the living, that's yeast. It may be small. You can put 3 mudu of flour and put small yeast. The yeast will just cause an effect. Make it well. That little yeast. That's how God's word is in our spirit. The temptation may be so big, so overwhelming, but you have what it takes to reshape everything, to change everything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Stay with the word of God. The man of God, Pastor Chris, says, stick to the word and you come out with a testimony. Stay with the word. Don't give up. You are a champion. Are you listening? Don't go back to talking like the Egyptians, the world, like a slave. You see, a child of God said, cry. life no balance. You don't talk like slaves. It's very balanced because you are going through something now. You are talking like everybody. Ah, life no balance. Life is balance, brother. You are royalty. It's balance. It doesn't matter what is happening. I'm royalty. I insist. We are not supposed to say the circumstance. We are supposed to speak God's word. Because God's word is the real situation of our life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. Eventually you will end up in your thinking and your speaking. Little wonder Paul said, for our light affliction is only but for a moment. It is supposed to last a moment if you align with the Holy Ghost. But if it's lasting like 40 years in the wilderness, you are not aligning with the Holy Spirit. Because all of a sudden, people that were going to the promised land, if truly they were made, if truly they were ready for the promised land, how comes Moses was just on the top of the mountain? For 3 days, they started worshipping idols. That means that idol worshipping was in them. Are you people getting? I'm trying to explain to you. And because the situation around the wilderness revealed it. You see, wilderness reveals the true intention of your heart. It reveals the real you. Now in the heat, what are you saying? That's the real you. Now you cannot eat. What are you saying? That's the real you. And I tell you, if you leave God's environment, leave the church, go anywhere, you have no change. That's the real you. The best of you. The only way you can enter into financial prosperity with that mentality is by compromise. It's by compromise. That's why if you observe people who cannot follow God's speeding, eventually they start looking for wrong ways to make money. Because if it is by God, they will not make that money. He will make sure they pass through the process and end up in the promised land. And that's why the Bible says, do not get excited or worried over the prosperity of the wicked. Let it not move you. You sit down, you don't know anybody, you don't understand how they make money. You are getting disappointed at yourself. Look at that lady, when did this start? Look at that boy. You know what you are doing with the Holy Ghost. You are not in a mistake. You did not make a mistake. Stay with the Holy Spirit. I was talking to leaders yesterday. I said, I hope you are not part of those Christians that you don't have fruit of the Spirit, but you can confess money from this your mouth. Money coming to me now. Somebody talk to you, you say, idiot, God punish you. Money coming to me now. Your only confession is money coming to me now. Bad character, you top the list. But every time, do you think you are the kind of person God wants to give prosperity? It is by their fruit you know them, not by their money. By their what? Fruit. Sit with the Holy Ghost. Now, before we conclude, there was something I pinpointed. These children of Israel, legitimately, if you observe, they were really going through a lot to some extent. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? They felt like 40 years, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at it truly, truly, who caused the 40 years? They caused it. Because literally speaking, if you are trekking from Egypt to Israel, the promised land, how long will it take? They said trekking would take like 2 weeks. They now said by car, it would take, was it 2 days? 2 days thereabout, 3 days thereabout. And by air, less than 1 hour. Let's say 40 minutes. That's the journey that it took there. How many years? You and your breakthrough is just alignment apart. If you can be aligned with the Holy Ghost, that's all. You are just an alignment apart into your breakthrough. An alignment. Stay with the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in Ephesians 1, it said the Holy Spirit will make sure that you enter into God's purchased possession for your life. Around verse 13 to 14. He is the guarantee that will touch the purchased possession. The guarantee. God's guarantee in you is the Holy Ghost. Your alignment with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the ones called the sons of God. Not those that just have the Holy Spirit. You can have the Holy Spirit and not be led by the Spirit. You people want to live. You still want to be living a life of compromise? You really want to be doing that all your life till you die? You can't. There's a legitimate way to get things, and you'll get it. Shout amen. Amen. You get it. Align with the Holy Ghost. When you are hungry, I'm not entered yet. Eat, Gary. There's no problem there. Eat whatever you can eat at that point and be excited. Be charged up. I was telling somebody one time, they caught me on campus many years ago drinking well water. And the guy almost started crying. He started crying, sir.
Pastor, we are here. Are you drinking well water? You are not telling us. How can you be blessing us? I'll be drinking well water.
And I was laughing because he was being funny. Why are you crying? So I ran inside the room and I left him outside. Because he caught me boiling. I was not just drinking it. I'm not stupid. I boiled it. And I put chlorine. And I put it. I sieved it and put it in my fridge. I had fridge. Don't think. And I was boiling. Because money had finished. And I was too fresh to beg. So I will go in the morning like I want to fetch water to bath. And be greeting the neighbors. They don't know the plan. That was... And at that point, if you knew me and drink my water, I always used to tell some of you, you drank well water. Because I don't know how to tell you that now well water be that too. But I know that it was very pure. They caught me drinking it and he started crying. It never moved me. I never felt like I'm disappointed, blah, 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 blah. But today it's not possible to drink well water. I've not arrived though. Before you say, Pastor is a billionaire, let me not give you one billion. Mm-mm. I've not fully arrived. Do you understand? We are there. The arrival is finding expression in its fullness soon. But you see, it's not possible to be in that level again. You rise into the top, aligned with the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit, full of the fruit of the Spirit. You see all these toasts you are toasting women now, it will increase your wilderness days. You can't sit on Facebook without messaging 5 girls. You have a long way to go, brother. And even if it seems like you arrive, you fall back to your level. Tell somebody, wake up. You see all these things you are saying, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. You have no egg in that basket soon. You have to wake up. Wake up as a lady. Say, I can't put all my eggs in one basket. I'll just be liking everybody. Oh, now, the one way bring ring first. Now, I go marry. You can't marry anybody. You marry God's will for your life. God's will for your life. You know, I'm excited. One of my daughters in the faith, because the day I told her the call of God is upon your life, something started happening. Anytime somebody comes to her, she'll call me, Pastor, sir. This person is coming, but I don't think it's somebody I can do ministry with. If you think you can't do ministry with the person, leave the person. They are coming. She's not mine. She's not bothered. Because she's beautiful and she knows she has the Holy Ghost. Not that when you see a lady worried, who go marry me? Who go marry me? You don't know who you are. Who go marry you? If you want to marry, it's like this. Am I lying? Just, I'm ready. But you are waiting for the right person. Tell somebody, don't increase your wilderness experience. Every wrong thing, stop it. You see this amiable you are doing, it will increase your wilderness. Help me mention some of these things before we end the first episode. What else can I mention? You see this coming to church late, it will increase your wilderness experience. You see this thing, they will talk in department, you cannot keep quiet and do it. You are just, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 3:3? As long as these things are in you, are you not babes? Children, that word babes means a toddler, somebody holding feeding bottle. Which one will I touch again that will enter everybody? You see this boropos, boroboro, you are doing. My brother, wait for me for front of church. I don't get changed. You can't enter your wilderness. In fact, you have not even started wilderness experience. You know, some people don't want to be responsible people. If you make up your mind, you will not beg. You will not beg. But because you know that begging is the next option, you squanderize anything you have. Because you know when you beg, you receive. They say, after all, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Begging is bad. It's a bad behavior. A borrower is always a slave to the lender. Slavery. You know, we're talking to somebody. He said, I was talking about loan. He said, you don't know me. Loan? You want to tell me about loan? I started receiving loan when I just kept my machine. I was trying to guide the person to. He said, I have been receiving loan. I said, we are the loaners. Loan is a bad. There are some of you now, you can't use your bank account again. There are some account. It means they send money, you are the POS. Come on. You can't because you've been begging. As they are sending, come on. Pampe. You know, during COVID-19, I asked the person, I said, is it loan? He said, no, it's not loan, it's grant. I said, why is the name COVID-19 loan? He said, no, sir, they are just deceiving us, but it's grant. I said, no. As long as they put loan there, carry it and go. I knew that thing. Federal government is not foolish. They know why they put loan. You didn't go to school. Now you put money, they just leak the money. Whew. Very happy. What do you want to say? I saw a video, a man in Access Bank. Access Bank granted his account to a certain company. He collected loan from. They now cleared the money all. He just entered Access Bank. I started shouting, "Hey! I will die! You will die." And before we end, that's one part of it. You can't enter promised land with that character. You know, many years ago, somebody came to my house, Kosi, Pastor Ansel, last born. He was staying with me, and one of the days I came back and I saw new knife, different knife in my kitchen. I said, "Ah, Kosi, they gave you knife to come and give us. How beautiful!" He said, "Sir, no, it's not from the house. So I just borrowed from our neighbor." I said, "Why?" My mouth was open like this. I said, "Why?" He said, "I did not see our own." So I now check. I said, "What is this?" He said, "Ah, sir, you are sharp, oh." I said, "Because you can't check. Do you know those kind of children? Oche, did you see? Well, carry pencil for me at the back of it. Mommy, I did not see it." That kind of children. I said, "Kosi, carry the knife outside." Kneel down, raise the knife up. He raised it up. You know, you think it's wickedness. It's not wickedness. I'm removing that demon. I said, "Start declaring." He wrote a letter of apology to the lady. I can't remember, but I gave him some serious thing. I said, "Go and beg her to forgive you for borrowing." He went, "I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I was putting my ear. Forgive me for borrowing. It's a bad behavior. I will never borrow again." Of course, the lady was telling to use to even borrow Indomie, but I wanted him to just talk to the lady. It's a bad character. That the next option, I remember, there's a day, one of my protocols, somebody came to greet me in my house. "Man of God, I've been longing to see you. Blah, blah, blah. You are such a blessing." When we finished speaking, he said, "Man of God, can you borrow me 5K? 5K, there's something urgent. Obviously, the Lord has blessed you." I just told the protocol, give him, collect his account number. When I sent the money, I said, "Any day this person come close to this house, I am never around." First day in your life meeting somebody, you have taxed the person. That's collector. And the last category of people, it's not pride. The last category of people, those of you that borrow from MTN and Airtel, you are still part of the problem. I know you don't like it. A borrower is a borrower, no matter the means. You think MTN is, they are foolish people to say, "Borrow this, borrow." Now you can borrow 7,500. Now you can borrow 5,000. Now you can, and you'll be like, "Yeah." Have you observed that borrowing money used to finish quick than normal money? Some of you, as we are talking, you have changed SIM. The only reason you use that SIM is for a lot. Then you go back to this new SIM. Go back and pay those people and declare, "I will never borrow again." And borrowing is a bad behavior. It may start from MTN. It will end in CBN. It will start from MTN. It will end in CBN. You know, when you borrow, as you borrow, you have more mind. When you borrow 5 million, if you are coming back, it's 10 million you are saying. They say, "Why 10 million? I'll borrow 5 million before I've cleared that one. I can't go back to... Now, when they start this thing, if it starts from 5 million, we know where we're coming from. After 10 million, it's not 10 million again, no. You have impetus. Can I loan 50 million? They'll look at you up. "It's not my first time, sir. Check my track record." That's how the mistake is happening. You know, one time I was talking with my sister. We're just joking about loan for something. For my dad, it was just a joke. Then when they were talking about it, I said, remember, I'm the next of kin. It's you people that will pay this loan. When anything happen, I'll change next of kin and put anybody's name inside. Let them pay the loan. It was a joke. But is it some of you, the way you are taking loan, your next of kin may be in trouble. But that's not the point. The point is that borrowing is bad. Whether MTN, whether Airtel, whether Pampay, whether Opay, whether Glow, all borrowing is borrowing. Whether your fellow brothers and sisters. If you observe people that always have a problem with God, they have bad character in these areas. See somebody complain about God. If you go and meet them, they are borrowing like 10 people. That's the reason why you are still in your wilderness days. You must lock up your mind. See, you come to a point where you say, I'd rather die than beg. You know, as I'm saying this one, some people say, you better make I beg, they are alive. No, that's faith. It's faith. I told you the story years ago. I came back to the house. The first time this experience happened to me supernaturally, my gas worked without gas. You know, as I say this, even my heart is skipping because I know some of you will doubt. Today I was reading the Bible and I saw that Elijah was sleeping. They baked cake for him with water. He ate. Angels did it. So I don't know what is different between that one and my gas working without gas. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it worked the first time. The second time I came, I was trying to boil beans, then the gas finished. I don't know why it's always with beans. And I left the thing like that. I tried on in the name of Jesus, gas worked like before. Nothing responded. And I slept. Saliva started coming out from my mouth. Plenty. It was a proof of hunger. So I slept small and I woke up watching and praying. God, and I die. Guess what happened by 6:20 thereabout? 6:20. Where people are sleeping. Somebody knocked my door. Pastor Nami. Room 1. As I opened the door, the woman with tray. I said, madam, is everything okay? He said, pastor, every time I cook, you used to pass and go. Every day I cook, you have eaten the own. Me, you don't want me to be blessed. You have eaten our own. That's why things are working for her. Me too, you must eat my own. I said, wow. In my heart. I was already smiling in my heart. She was speaking. I was like, really? So I woke up early because I know you go out soon. Go out with which strength? Say, please eat this one, sir. I know what I'm sowing a seed. I say, madam, did you have to do all these things? Say, man of God, I can do more, but this is the best I can do now. Pastor, let me be blessed. Please, I can't take. I say, be blessed. Thank you. Thank you. I can't eat this. It's too early, but when I'm done, I'll bring the plates for you. You must look like you are not a beggar. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When I peep and she moved small. I just opened the thing. Oh my God. Where to start from? I don't know. I was just doing like this. My sleep started immediately I finished eating. Do you know as I ate, I slept just by the side of the plate. Because I told myself, I rather what? Than beg. If you don't make up your mind like that, you'll suffer. One more testimony before I close. Many years ago, I gave somebody my last 200 naira. Last 200 to go and eat food because he said there was nothing in his house. As a student, many years ago, 200 was money. I know you don't believe 200 can do anything now. Don't see it with the eyes of 2025. See those days. With 200, you can eat akpu. Those days in BSU. 100 naira one day, 100 naira the next day. You don't know? There was a time we were eating akpu with soup, 100 naira. It will be very big. I now slept hungry because me too, I did not have. Early in the morning, by 5 a.m., it was Pastor Emma that was knocking that time at my door. Bo-bo-bo! I shouted, "Who are you?" Because I was very hungry. He said, "Sir, Pastor Emani. I said, why this earlier? Now reduce my voice. I opened the door.
Is everything okay? Yes, sir. I collected a seed yesterday. I went to minister somewhere. My heart is bad. I can't hold it. I have to bring. I said, why this too early? He said, I have to bring it, sir. If he didn't come that early, God knew when I would die. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He knew. I was almost dying. You see, God is always there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's not pleased with anything about unbelief. He's pleased by only faith. I mean, you have told God you are my only source. You think he will fall your hand? He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Because all of your faith is in him. Nobody can die in faith. It's not possible. If you are comparing what I've said with Hebrews 11, go and check why they died not seeing Christ. Not that they died trusting God for something and didn't get it. It was not. You see, they all died in faith, Hebrews 11, not receiving the promise. Who is the promise? Christ Jesus. But actually, if you are looking at something that God has given you, you can't die not receiving it. Be on your feet and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my hands. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Oh Lord, we thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Just praise the Lord everywhere. Thank you for lifting my head. We thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Prophesy it, everybody. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Shabagaya. Thank you, Lord. Hey. One more time. Lift your voice. Thank you for lifting. We thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting, Lord. Shout it out. Thank you, Jesus. One more time. Yeah. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. For thou, Lord, for thou. Yeah.
Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's time to break forth in the glory. It's time to break forth. Now, mortal words in your spirit, under the sound of your breath. I'm breaking forth this season. Prophesy it over your life. Just prophesy it over your life. Jaba katala debo sikabaya karado sabaya reka baba baba baya konde basonne balege baria kobara galaba shakaba le kabo yakaba. Prophesy, it's my season. I'm rising beyond any limitation. I commit myself to the beatings of the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, walk on me in this wilderness journey. Shabako libra diakanda bare kabo sakaba.
Break forth, Spirit of the deep, cry out, God, Torah, you are mighty on your throne. Break forth, O Spirit of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Karaya Barako. Pray for Spirit of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Pray for that glory on your inside. It's time for it to be revealed. For you have been pregnant for so long with that glory. Shana makoni anon zenamo shirabate. Lianon sana de bon jikani arani bon sarabo linde baso namara de bakora nea kadosh kadosh kadosh. Kadosh, you reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Break forth, O Spirit of the deep, quiet. Lord, we give you praise. Shabakosi preketi alabande bosu papepele gosu na mamabaya. There's a glory rain in the atmosphere. A glory rain. Rain of the glory. And that under the influence of this atmosphere, needs are met. Needs, even before you pray for them, you will tie some of your greatest testimony to this atmosphere tonight. For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. There's a glory reign in this place. Take advantage of the atmosphere. Speak what you want to see. I hear the sound in the spirit. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. I hear it in the spirit. I hear it in the spirit. Shabakosi barakataya bayaka. Take over.
Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I hear it in the spirit. I hear the sounds of surrender. The sounds of surrender. Chains are falling. Limits are broken. The gates are open. The nations are coming to your rising. For the Lord is saying, if you hear my voice and hearken to my biddings, then all you've thought of and even beyond shall you see. He said, for I've given you the headings, the uttermost part of the earth for your inheritance. Thus says the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have come. The end of yourself is a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for you. A new beginning of glory. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for you that's about to love him, for you that love him. Hallelujah. 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 Son of David. Son of David. I have come to the end of myself. Son of David. Take over. It's not over. For I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Today is taking another shape. I'm just trying to see how we can end this meeting, but I just sense the Holy Spirit wants to do something for just a few moments. Can we just lift our hands, everybody? Lift your hands wherever you are and say, Lord, touch me in your special way. Just speak to him. Touch me in that special way. From the depth of your heart, even if you don't believe it, just try the Lord. Lift your hand and say, Lord, touch me in a special way. Call me Nanakane. I hear sounds of surrender in the realm of the spirit. Yeshua Hamashiach. Yeshua Hamashiach. It's time to trust the Lord and not be wise to your own understanding. Trust the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. Trust him. I see in the realm of the spirit an old engine getting oil again. An old engine getting oiled again. An old engine getting old again. The Lord is saying, I'm recalibrating some of these people who have lost their fire. He said they are opening their heart and I'm stirring their heart to be on fire again. Some of them who have lost touch with their fire. For the engine has been dormant, but the Lord is stirring their heart again with his fire. He's recalibrating them. He's touching them. He's stirring their conviction once more. Some of you feel like you are drinking fire in the supernatural. You just feel like fire is gushing in your system. It's the hand of the Lord. It's the hand of the Lord. It's the hand of the Lord.
doesn't matter who I am, Lord, touch me tonight. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Just one touch, and my life will never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, for your fire. Thank you, Lord, for your fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are also in our midst. So mighty in our midst. Thank you for the miracles. I sense miracles. And as I speak now, receive your miracle. In any part of your body that you are sick, I see a lady with a knee problem. A knee injury right now. Wherever you are, check it. If you check it now, check it now. It is gone completely. Eye problems gone completely. Any part, neck problem, the pain, completely gone. Completely gone. Any part of your body, they declared you have cancer. I speak by the influence of the Holy Ghost. It's burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit in your system, off your system. Ulcer, get out from their bodies in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, any spirit of infirmity, under the sound of my voice, begin to flee as the word of the Lord comes. The Bible says, He sent His word and healed all of their diseases. I declare you are free now by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I hear prophetically, listen, the Lord is saying there's someone here who, by the reason of wrong accusations, you've lost, you have broken relationships that have led to you not being favored like you used to be favored. In your place of work, with your business, some sort of, the hand of the Lord just came upon you so mightily. And the Lord is saying, tell this sister, is a sister. He said, tell this sister to heal. Tell her to heal. Tell her to forgive. And tell her to forget. For my hand is upon her. And everything that's happened in the past will have no connection with what is about to happen in the future. For the Lord says, forget the former things. For I am doing a new thing in your life. Thus says the Holy Ghost. Can we celebrate Jesus as we sit down? Hallelujah to Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.